Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I'm bad.
I'm amazing why. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you did that. If you've been listening already, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And so congratulations, those of you who've been listening and continue to listen. And we're going to do our best to make it worth your while and to be worth all the money you invest in being here. And one of the ways we do that is by bringing you really smart people, introducing you to really smart people, our Brain Trust members, which includes the great Sam Norwood. Sam is senior partner with Tatum LLC, and every month he polls his partners, hundreds of partners across the country, helping to run businesses just like yours and mine, buying and selling and making payroll, serving customers, et cetera, et cetera. And they tell him what's going on, how are things going now, how are things looking for the near future. And he puts those responses into a handy-dandy report and brings them to us. We're one of the beneficiaries of the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Well, it's great to be back. And also, in particular, we have more green arrows and indicating that we think that the recovery is continuing on. Slower than we would like, but we think the direction is positive according to the people that we survey month after month, and the trend is good.
Now, Sam, I've got a little question for you here. Most, as you say, most of the green arrows of what I'm looking, most of the arrows I'm looking at are green, but your index of business conditions is horizontal yellow. I mean, I'm a little confused about that.
We have hit the most interesting anomaly this month. We've never seen this before, but we ask an overall question: are business conditions better or worse or about the same? And then we ask more detailed questions, like what about backlogs, capital expenditures, and employment? And it turns out that the overall sense is that it's flat, but the individual indicators are more positive. And what that means to us, it's very interesting. We have an overall anxiety about what might be happening in the economy and politically and globally. We have this angst, but underneath that angst, what we're seeing is actual real progress.
This is the uncertainty that I started flagging about a year ago, Sam, and I have to say, I was talking about this before anybody else was. About a year ago, as I travel around the country talking to small business owners, I was getting a feeling from them that they were feeling very uncertain. And uncertainty makes people who invest money, whether it be a little bitty tiny bit of money or a lot of money, and take risks. Uncertainty makes him not do that. And what you're saying is, if I understand correctly, is that although your people were seeing individual signs of good news, they weren't believing their own eyes. They weren't allowing themselves to feel positive about those, were they?
That's correct, and it just shows up in this way. And so, in the overall sense, we're saying it feels like sideways, but the individual indicators are more positive than that would indicate. So we
right.
think there's underneath it all, there's real progress. And I would admonish our clients and your listeners to look to the individual things about their business, and they'll probably find better news than they may be sensing or feeling in an overall way.
Well, see, I would talk to people 6 months ago, 8, 9, 10 months ago, Sam, and they would say, you know what? My sales are actually up 15%, but I don't trust it.
Yeah.
They would say things like that.
Precisely.
And now it's, we need to point out that this survey was taken, over the last, as early as a month ago almost.
So actually, it's the last week of the month, last few days.
So
of the
October,
month.
So, this is October numbers, yep. Which is pre-election.
It was pre-election. That's true.
Yeah. So
there was a general feeling that the that most people acknowledged, regardless of political affiliation, that there was going to be a change in this election. And
right.
It came out pretty much like people anticipated. So there is clarity now. There's confirmation of what people expected. But
right.
I think that expectation was pretty accurate.
It'll be interesting to see what the November report will look like, and we'll report that one in about 30 days. I'm looking forward to that. Sam yep. Norwood is our guest. He's the senior partner with Tatum LLC, the folks who produce. He and his people and his organization produce the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions that we report on every month. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back with Sam in the next segments, next two segments, we're going to talk a little bit. We're going to bore into those individual numbers that are so green, thank goodness. 2022. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.